The new novel by writer and Nigerian political commentator Okendibe is called Foreign Gods Incorporated. It's about one man's scheme to steal a statue of a Nigerian god of war to sell it in the U.S. Professor Ndibe lives in West Hartford, Connecticut, and teaches African literature at Brown University. And he joins us in the studio. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much, Tom.
In the story, your main character is a well-educated Nigerian immigrant who drives a cab in New York City. He's been in the country for a number of years. What drives him to this point, scheming to steal an icon that people in his village still worship?
That's part the point of the story, isn't it? Ike Uzondo, who is my protagonist, has been to school in this country, has been actually to a prestigious liberal arts college, Amherst College, and he has a sound degree in economics. And originally, he'd expected that he would get a job in the corporate world, on Wall Street, say. But first, he has to wrestle with getting a green card, which is the experience of every immigrant who comes to this country. And once he gets a green card, he finds that his accent stands in the way, that when he sends out a resume, it looks very brilliant, so he's invited for interviews. But unfortunately, when he speaks, his accent marks him out as foreign. And so the novel looks at all the pressures and all the effect of this sense of being regarded as a stranger.
It's interesting you chose the name, or the shortened name, Ike, spelled I-K-E,
yes,
which people in the book mispronounce from time to time as Ike, or confuse with the name Ike.
Yes.
Did you do that on purpose?
Yeah, interestingly, the way you just pronounced it, you called it Ike. So there is a different drama going on here. His name is Ike, not Ike. Now, a lot of Americans don't recognize the difference, but it's actually a very important one.
And could you repronounce that again for me?
His name is Ike. It is not Ike. Now, Ike means strength, power. In fact, Ike is short for Ikechukwu, which means the strength or the power of God. But Americans call him Ike, which means the buttocks, you see. And so when he complains that he's not Ike, that he is Ike, some Americans then say, why not call yourself Ike? And so there's that, again, a way in which even his name becomes a source of his estrangement within America.
It's interesting you choose to make the potential buyer of what would be the ill-gotten gains of the main character, a legitimate dealer as opposed to an out-and-out black marketeer?
Well, because I think that the appetite for the exotic, the appetite for even sacred objects pushed from around the world is a mainstream phenomenon. There are actually, I've been told, galleries in this country where you can go in and buy objects that were once sacred to different societies around the world, not just in Africa. And there are actually sacred objects that were taken away by the British and by the French when they colonized different African countries that are now sitting in museums around the world or in private acquisitions. So I wanted sort of to play up that whole obsession, if you like, with acquiring the products of other societies.
And the god he is intending to steal, a god of war. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about that figure in the story. It's an ancient god.
Yes.
It's still worshipped to some extent in the modern day period that we're dealing with here.
Yes. Ngene, which is the name of the deity, is the god of war for Ike's community, which is Otonki in the novel. And this is the god that used to lead the community to war in years past, you know, in years before the British stepped onto the scene and, in a sense, made war no longer the way that disputes were settled, you know, now. So subsequently, people settled disputes through law courts. And so that is part of what goes through Ike's mind as he contemplates the stealing of the deity. He feels that the deity has lost, if you like, its essential office as a god of war, since there are no more wars to be fought as such.
You are also an author of an incisive commentary on politics in Nigeria. How does that influence your fiction writing? Mm-hmm.
I think that in writing my fiction, that there's a different temperament, a different sensibility at work, that there isn't that concern with the immediate. So I write a weekly column for a Nigerian newspaper, which is widely distributed online. And every week I take on some topical issue in Nigeria and I comment on it. Fiction has a larger and broader frame. And so even though my fiction draws from my insight into Nigerian politics and the Nigerian political and moral atmosphere, but it is not as engaged, as concerned with the immediate and the quotidian as one is when one writes every week.
You've been taken to task in Nigeria for your column, which you've written there. Has that affected the distribution of your books there?
Interestingly, yes. I guess what you were referring to is that since 2011, the government have been arrested at the Nigerian
airport. The enemies list.
As I've been put on a list of enemies of the Nigerian state.
Mm-hmm.
So every time I've shown up in Nigeria, I've been detained at the airport for anything from 3 to 10 hours. And so my publishers had expected that my novel will be sent in massive numbers in Nigeria, where I have a huge fan base. But my publisher's distributor in Nigeria chose not to bring in copies of my book. And I think that this has everything to do with the fear that perhaps there will be reprisals from the government if he brought in my book. But I understand that there's another smaller distributor who is getting in and is interested in taking my books into Nigeria.
Again, the name of the book is Foreign Gods Incorporated. We've been talking today with the author, Professor Oke Ndibe. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much, Tom.